I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Here is Michael Hernan with a look at hometown baseball coming up for this evening as we get set for the final few weekends of the year for local baseball.
The end of the work week is a busy time for hometown baseball night league. Playoffs are around the corner and there are playoff spots on the line. Here's the aerial action starting with the Northwest section tonight. Plain will be at Maisel Mini. Arena will be at Wisconsin Dells. And Reedsburg will travel to Dodgeville. Dodgeville can clinch a playoff berth with a win or an arena loss to Wisconsin Dells. Then tomorrow, Sauk Prairie will be at Cazenovia. Congratulations for Reedsburg clinching the Northwest section title, and congratulations to Sauk Prairie for clinching a playoff spot. Other games tonight, Black Earth will finish off the regular season as they go on the road to Poinette. Black Earth can clinch the 2 seed in the central section with a win and an Ashton loss to Verona. And then Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Ridgeway. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Well, the hometown of baseball playoff pairings are set for Sunday for the Sunday League. It's now out for the Western section after various tiebreakers were instituted. Number 8 Blanchardville plays at number 1 Dodgeville on Sunday. 7th seed Schulzburg Benton plays at number 2 Verona. Number 6 Arena travels to number 3 Belleville. And 5th seed Hollandale plays at number 4 seed Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. In the north, number 8 Wisconsin Dells is at number 1 Sauk. Number 7 Maisel Mini plays at number 2 Ashton. 6th seed Wanakee plays at number 3 Middleton. And 5th seed Reedsburg is at number 4 Cross Plains. There's Makeup Church League softball tonight in the area. St. Mary's will play Richland Baptist Temple 1 on the East Diamond at 7, with Richland Baptist Temple 2 providing the umpires. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Church of the Nazarene. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Free Methodist will receive a forfeit. At 8:15, the Mission plays Boscobel Assembly of God with Free Methodist umpiring. The final games of the regular season for Church League softball will be played on Tuesday night, July 30th. The Simon Shark swim team will be back in action tonight, traveling to Dodgeville for a rescheduled meet. The season will conclude this Saturday in Mineral Point with a six-team conference meet. The Brewers had some late-game heroics yesterday once again.
Into the gap in left center. Watch Perkins run. It's going to go up and into the ivy. Perkins will score. The Brewers have the lead in the ninth.
A big time hit there yesterday for William Contreras on a hit that rolled to the wall. Despite losing National League batting average leader Christian Yelich to the injured list, Milwaukee just keeps on winning. It took 2 of 3 in the series against the Cubs, despite scoring just 5 runs in that series. The double by Contreras was only the second base hit in the series and the only extra base hit in the last 2 games. Jacob Junis got the win, and overall manager Pat Murphy says they, again, didn't play their best.
I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Piamps, that's the stars of the game. They were great. Piamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
Murphy says it was a tough day learning that Christian Yelich will see a specialist about possibly hanging it up for the season because of a back injury.
Losing Christian's huge. It could be devastating, but this team hasn't been devastated by much. You know, they kind of don't give in. You know, they kind of just keep battling no matter who's out there. So I really appreciate that. I'm grateful that you have a group. Again, I keep saying this game's about people.
The Brewers have an off day today with a weekend home series against the Miami Marlins starting on Friday. In the National League elsewhere, Cincinnati at Atlanta was postponed. Pittsburgh defeated St. Louis 5-0. Cincinnati 9, Atlanta 4. San Diego 12-3 over Washington. San Francisco 8-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Houston 8, Oakland 1. The Angels 2, Seattle 1. Cleveland 2-1 over Detroit. Toronto 6, Tampa Bay 3. Texas 10-2 over the White Sox. Interleague play, Minnesota 5-4 over Philadelphia, Colorado 20 and Boston 7, Miami 6-3 over Baltimore, the Mets 12, the Yankees 3, Arizona 8-6 over Kansas City. Packer coaches had to do something. The defense was dominating, and the quarterbacks had no time. That's why the switch was made to undrafted free agent Kadeem Telfort. The 6'7", 322-pound tackle has at least temporarily displaced first-round draft pick Andre Dillard on the offensive line. Telfort tells Sports Illustrated that last year on the practice squad was humbling, but he gives credit to offseason workouts with friends and wide receivers Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks for big improvements in his footwork and speed. LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and other NBA stars will carry their home country's flags at the opening ceremonies for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Giannis will be the flag bearer for Greece, and the veteran James will represent the USA. The giant event will take place on the Seine River coming up on Friday at 12:30 Central Time, with the flag bearers riding in boats. The Olympics will take center stage through August 11th. The scene moves to Chicago next week for Big Ten Media Days for the volleyball programs. Head coach Kelly Sheffield will be joined by standouts Sarah Franklin and Devin Robinson on Monday. Franklin is the returning National Player of the Year, Big Ten Player of the Year, and All-American, and is nominated for the Best College Athlete in Women's Sports. Robinson is a three-time All-American entering her fifth season with the powerful Badgers volleyball team. This is the second Media Day's presence for both players. The NBA has signed its 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, and Amazon Prime Video on Wednesday after saying it was not accepting Warner Brothers Discovery's $1.8 billion per year offer to continue its longtime relationship with the league. The media rights deals approved by the league's Board of Governors last week and will bring the league about $76 billion over those 11 years. Aaron Rodgers' off-season excursion to Egypt during mandatory minicamp made quite a few headlines. The Jets quarterback has another trip in mind, and it would be even bigger news. Rodgers said yesterday the goal for the Jets is getting to New Orleans, referring to the site of this season's Super Bowl. The 40-year-old Rodgers is putting the torn left Achilles tendon that abruptly ended his season last year after just four snaps behind him and focusing on big dreams for a franchise that has the NFL's longest active playoff drought at 13 years. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO Sports Boosters.